So Chaf Hey in the base. So we're up to the Gemara now about an Avel. I'm sorry, not an Avel. We had a little bit about an Avel, but we're up to a Chasam being Pater from Sukkah. So the Gemara says about 12 lines from the bottom. Amar of Abba Bar Zavda, Marav, Chasam Vashishvinin, Chol Mnei Chop of Turim and Asukkah Kol Shiva. So the people, the Chasam and all the people involved in the wedding, so they are Pater from the Sukkah for the whole week of what we call Sheva Brachos, what the Gemara uses the term Zayin Mei Mishta. There's a whole week celebration when a person gets married. Now the Gemara says, "My Taima, why is that? Mishum Dibba'u Lemechte, because they have to celebrate." We'll see a little bit more about that in a minute. But basically, that's what the Gemara says, they have to celebrate. And then the Gemara goes through some technical questions. Why is celebrating a contradiction to Sukkah? Why don't you eat in the Sukkah and just have your party wherever? You'll have your party outside. Just eat. Why does that mean you don't have to eat in the Sukkah? Just eat in the Sukkah and then go have your party. And the party, the assumption of the Rishonim here is making the Sheva Brachos. That's the Simcha of the week. That's why we refer to it as Sheva Brachos. The Simcha is in saying those Sheva Brachos. So why don't we go out and have the party? So the Gemara says, well, no, you can't do that because, what does the Gemara say? Ain Sukkah. Right. I guess I skipped the stage, really. The Gemara says, why don't you have, I didn't skip. So you should eat in the Sukkah and have the Simcha of the Sukkah. That was the first stage. I did skip. So that, you can't do that because you need to be by the Chuppah. So the Gemara says, we'll come back. That'll be the next year. We'll learn that halacha about Ein Simcha of the Chuppah. And then the Gemara says what I was just suggesting before, eat in the Sukkah and then go out. And the Gemara says, as you guys said, Ein Simcha El B'Makom Suda, which we'll also talk about next time. And then the Gemara says, well, why don't you make the chuppah in the Sukkah? Now, just to clarify, I spoke to some of you guys about this. In the days of the Gemara, they would make kind of, I think, from what I gather from the Gemaras, it sounds like they would build a house for the Chasan and Kala, and that's where the wedding would be, and that's where the Sheva Brachos would be, and like everyone would party there for the whole week, and then like everyone would leave, and that would be their house. That's what's called the Beis Chasanim in the times of the Gemara. So it sounds like that's what they used to do. So the Gemara says, why don't you just make the Beis Chasanim and then have your Sukkah right there in the Beis Chasanim, basically. So why do we have all these issues? You'll get them all in. You'll get the chuppah and the Sukkah in the same place. By the way, when did this wedding take place? What does Rashi say? Erev Sukkot. Why? Can't get married in Sukkot because of what rule? I don't think Rashi says. In Ma'arvin Simcha v'Simcha. So you can't mix Simchas. There's a Simcha on Yontif. There's a mitzvah that we have Simcha on Yontif. There's a Simcha of a wedding, and we can't put the two Simchas together. So you can't get married on Yontif or on Chol Moed, but you can do it before, and then that's when the issues are going to come up. You're going to have to get married before. So that's what the Hago Sashri points out. That what? Right. Okay. You're leading me in. You saw that. You saw that Hago Sashri?
No.
Oh, it's a good question. So the first, even though there is Simcha for the whole week, the first day is like the most powerful. Obviously, the wedding itself is the biggest Simcha. So the wedding itself, you can't do on Yontif. But the celebration for the rest of the week, that is okay to do on Yontif.
It's still Simcha, though.
It's still Simcha, but it's not. For example, let's say a Bris Mila. And so Hago Sashri talks about also. So there's Simcha when you have a Bris. Right?
Bar Mitzvah.
So the Hago Sashri says, well, Bris Mila is not really full Simcha because what we call the Gemara says Tzara Dianuka. One of the halachas which we're about to talk about, but Tosos mentions, is that at a wedding, and the whole week of Sheva Brachos, you say you add into the Zimun the word Shasimcha Bibono. And in recognizing that this is the Simcha in the Ma'on, in the abode, I think is the English translation of that word, in the abode of God. So whatever that means exactly, Hashem is there. We're celebrating with Hashem. So that captures the fact that there's a Simcha during that time. So we don't say that at Bris Mila. And the Gemara says, why not? Because Tzara Dianuka, the baby's crying. You're going to say Simcha. So we're lacking a little bit in the Simcha. But so what you see from there is that if you don't have a complete Simcha, if you're lacking a little bit in the Simcha, it's not going to be a contradiction to you. From it's also, what's there? What is a Simcha really?
Mean.
It's not halakhically considered a real Simcha.
Halakhically based.
Isn't there nothing against Bapa Vayam?
It's a big responsibility. I don't know that. So the at least in Hilchos Avelos, the Badei Shulchan, one of the poskim in Hilchos Avelos, so he writes that if the chassan gives a drasha at the bar mitzvah, so then he says is that that really transforms it into real simcha. But there's a certain degree of simcha. Halachic simcha is. Wedding is really the top halachic simcha. So that, and that's where we probably rule the Imam of simcha. But simcha, so it could be, what exactly the standard of simcha is a good question. But we see clearly, that goes actually on Makomos, certain things, the simcha shev bracha is a little bit less, the simcha of a bris meal is a little less, and so we don't have the problem being Imam of simcha. Yes?
Is it
halachically
we're told to have simcha by a wedding? Are we told to have simcha by a bris
meal?
We're not, then why
is there
anything in
the government where, what is... Okay. But maybe Tzara Dinuka is not just the simple Vimona, it also meaning our attitude is supposed to be different about a bris.
True.
There's a... Rabbi Willig is very machbet to dance at a bris. He always has a little rikud. After every time you'll see, pay attention, you go to a bris, Rabbi Willig, he makes a little rikud after. So someone told me that Rav Schwab, Rav Schwab was a Rav of Breuers, he has Svarim on the Parsha, and Tefillah, I guess, in Rosh Hashanah on prayer. I think they have it in English. So he was a big time chacham. So apparently, Rosh Hashanah didn't like the way Willa did this. He was because of this idea that Tzar Dianuki shouldn't be dancing. Rosh Hashanah thought, no, there's simcha. It's not a full simcha. We still have simcha, so we should dance. Apparently, Ray Willig's son Simcha, as it happens to be, told me that Ray Willig has a lumdus about it, but he didn't remember fully. But lumdus explained his rikud at a bris milah. So, okay, but there it is. Maybe we'll have him give a shiur about this meal. But anyway, there's exactly how to define these simchas is not 100% clear. Definitely is clear in the Gemara that wedding is top simcha, getting married is not lam yantif, and obviously, in order to even have this discussion in the Gemara, we're having sheva brachos during Sukkot, so that's clearly not a problem. Why that is, not exactly sure, but clearly. A little bit lower level simcha is not a problem of Amar and simcha to simcha. Okay, we addressed all the questions, or kind of dealt with the questions. I don't know, didn't fully answer every question. Definitely good things to think about. So okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So last thing the Gemara says. So why don't you do it all together? That's where we left off. Why don't you do it all together? Two reasons the Gemara gives: Yichud and Tzar Chassan. So Yichud is Abai's answer. In times of the Gemara, the way the sukkahs were set up. You're going to run into yichud problems potentially because you're stuck on the roof and someone's going to let us up there, okay? And the Rava and generally rule of I Rava, who do we paskin like? Generally paskin like Rava, very good. Except for what's the acronym?
Six.
What's it called? Don't you have time to say? Yachigam, very good. Except for Yachigam, we paskin like Rava. And so it's not a surprise if you got to the end of the Marmakomos in the Sharat Tzion, which we'll come back to a little bit later, but the Sharat Tzion. Like goes back and forth exactly how to understand Tzar Chassan. So clearly the poskim are assuming like Rava that Tzar Chassan is how we're going to paskin on the Shaila. So since there's Tzar Chassan, so we don't make the Chassan chop it all together and sit make the sukkah and the chuppah and he's just part there from sukkah. That's the Gemara says. Now, question as I wrote out on Mar Makomashi, the question to address here is what is the p'tur? Why doesn't a chassan have to be in the sukkah?
Entirely, like never has to be.
During the week of Shev Brachos. That's what the Gemara sounds like. It doesn't have to be at all.
It sounds like Oseg Mitzvah.
On a simple level, it's like it's a saying. It's Oseg Mitzvah. This is my note. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, Jasmine. Sorry about that, Mike. I think your phone looks good. It's on the back. So on a simple level, Oseg Mitzvah, no cracks. Baruch Hashem. I don't think. What is it? There's a scratch across there. Is there before? Okay.
So
on a simple level, Usik mitzvah, Potter min mitzvah is Yitzhak. Right? What's the mitzvah? Shavuot. Simcha. No, there is for sure. Just the Agosar says it's not as big of a simcha. I mean, all we know in the Gemara is you can't have a wedding on Yadav. That's what the Gemara says. Because the Amarim simcha simcha. So. This is less. I don't know that it's necessarily enough simcha to kick in that problem. But basically, what is the mitzvah? Osik mitzvah. Simcha chasam kala. Good. So the mitzvah to be mesameh chasam kala. Interestingly, the Rambam. That's a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rambam says. But the it's clear in the context of the Rambam. The Rambam says there's a mitzvah of v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. And then Chazal told us how to do v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. So Rambam says in the whole list of things, Rambam says Chazal told us to do biker cholim. Chazal told us, it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah do biker cholim. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah should do nichum avelim or b'sameichas v'kala. But the Rambam says v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha would dictate that you do all those things. But it's such a broad thing, it's hard for us to figure out exactly what's v'hatzor echamocha. So Chazal told us certain things, they like formally said you should do this to fulfill v'hatzor echamocha. So that's the mitzvah chasen and kala, that's the context. So what's the mitzvah chasen? What are you saying? What's the mitzvah chasen? So the mitzvah for, it's a mitzvah for everyone around to be mitzvah chasen and kala. So they're potters. Mitzvah chasen and kala. So in Rav Yashiv Sefer, in the Ha'ar Osana Sukkah. So the Haras on Sukkah, so Rabbi Yashiv says, sounds like there's a mitzvah for the chasan to be mesameach the kala. Now, we don't, the Gemaras don't normally, like, we always talk about being mesameach chasan the kala, right? And the Gemaras actually use that terminology. Says Rabbi Yashiv, I guess it's got to be the mitzvah. Otherwise, it's hard to understand.
To let other people be mesameach.
What do you mean?
Other people can't be Samantha Chasen Kala if he's not there for them to go and visit him.
That's very fascinating you say that. Good, because I was. Let me get my theory. 1 second. That's a very good pshat, Ari. So I was very troubled by this halacha. So Rav Yosher says that, by the way, they in Rav Yosher's Haras, so they have in like the parentheses before we get back to this very good comment, which I didn't think of. But before we get back to the Rav Yosher Haras, so they have like a parenthetical point that says, see the Sheiltos and see what he wrote in Ksubis. So I don't have Ksubis. I don't know what he wrote there, but I did look at the Sheiltos, and in the Sheiltos, without getting into the details, it seems to be that there is no mitzvah for the chasan to be mesameach. Because it's based on how he reads the Gemara and Ksubis, but it, and on a simple level, it doesn't, like, it's a mitzvah, mismeach, chasan, v'kala. In fact, Rashi and Ksubis, no one learned Ksubis. Oh, Mike, you learned Ksubis. But Rashi, I don't know if you got there, Rashi and Ksubis, oh, you learned Ksubis 2 years ago. So Rashi there says, I don't know if you remember, I think it's Rashi, what's the mitzvah to mismeach, kala nava chasud, that whole thing you dance before the kala. So I think Rashi says, what's the point? Why do you have to do all that? Anybody remember?
He's
lies. What? He's lies, you know? He's lies. Yeah. Why do we say like you're supposed to praise the Kala? And the Gemara says, Ketzim Raklam Fnei Kala. So basically, how do you do? You're supposed to make the Chasan feel good. Right? I think Rashi said that. What does Rashi say?
Something like going to the Chasan family, that your wife's
beautiful. Yeah. Right, so exactly, that's a Sugya. So one of the Rishonim, I don't remember if it's Rashi, but one, I thought it was Rashi, but one of the Rishonim, I don't see it quickly right now, but one of the Rishonim say, basically, you're supposed to get him excited about his wife. So, which in turn is going to make, if he's happy, she's going to be happy, but it's about making them happy. It's not about him doing anything in the classic Sugyas of Messiah, Chasen
and Kala. Why does the husband need you to make him happy? He's deciding to marry her.
You're nervous. Yeah, it makes you feel better.
What? You said you say, you know, it's not true. It doesn't say it says everything that is true, but you make it positive.
Correct. That's the whole Rashi of Lin Beis Hill. It was all called Moshe. But I thought they say somewhere, maybe it's in a different Gemara, but they say this point. Arye, Rav Torsky, my brother in law, Mike Epstein. But he's Talmud of Rav Torsky. What?
Yeah.
No. Rav Torsky, my brother-in-law is a Talmud of Rav Torsky. I switched. Rav Torsky's not my brother-in-law. That would be pretty cool. Yeah. So my brother-in-law is a Talmud of Rav Torsky. Told me he was once talking to Rav Torsky about weddings, and like he was saying, like, what? How do you do this mitzvah in Samech Chasen Kala? So Rav Torsky said that it's the whole atmosphere. Actually, the Rishonim say that. That it's the whole atmosphere of the wedding that just creates a certain energy and excitement. Like, if you get married in your backyard, yeah, you're very happy, of course. But, like, when you're in the wedding and everyone's dancing, and, like, and it's not only the person who's dancing with you, like, there's everyone on the dance floor, like, going nuts and very excited. Like, that's such an exciting atmosphere. And you, and it really gets you, it gets you going. So I think about this all sometimes, like, you know, you guys haven't gotten to so many weddings yet. You'll see, in another couple of years, we'll be going to weddings every week. But like, but the weddings, like, you might be, there's doing whatever, and you, like, whatever, sometimes weird things happen, where, like, the girls get in the middle, and they start dancing, they some rock, them, I don't know, or whatever, or the chassan has to go dance with his mother on the other side, so, like, there's nothing going on. But so you go fill up the dance floor, because you just create that atmosphere that the chassan feels very, very good, and that kind of kicks him off. On the right note. So that's all the bimis and chasen akalas. That's a little bit harder. This is a big chiddush to say that's a pshat. Usig mitzvah, the chasen and the mitzvah too, and sameach akala. You don't really find it so much. So the Meiri makes a comment which I didn't understand until Arya just said his pshat, which I'm very excited about. I think let's read it back inside. Says the Meiri the following. Zan Mar Makomos, maybe you got to see it. So the Meiri says, the harei sarichu lismach im chaverav v'chaverav imo. He has to be happy with his friends and his friends with him. So I was bothered. Like, so, and he says, and that's the mitzvah. I'll sleep a mitzvah. So I was bothered. Like, why does he have to be with his friends? Like, they have to be with him, but he doesn't have to be with them, per se. Maybe the pshat is like Arya say, that they have a mitzvah to be sameach. If he runs away or he's not around, so then they can't do their mitzvah. So that's why he has to be with them, not because he has any mitzvah to be with them, but he has a, he's creating the proper context for the mitzvah. Maybe that's why he's included in being Oseg B'mitzvah, because he's needed for the mitzvah, even though he's not actually being Mekayim the mitzvah. So would that be enough to be said Oseg B'mitzvah?
Yeah, that, like, if we say the taking a break from digging a grave is involved in a mitzvah, then assume that being a participant in a mitzvah, even if you're not doing any active role, should also be considered Oseg B'mitzvah.
But he's not doing the mitzvah, he's only helping other people.
Right, he's helping other people do a mitzvah. But you hear the difference? Because you're right. Because you're not actually doing a mitzvah.
Yeah. He's just
so some Rishonim say there is a meaning. You do have a mitzvah. Like Rashi a little later, Rashi says, we're going to get to this Gemara in a minute, in a few minutes. Rashi says, the Gemara of Yizera says he did both. Right? He did Sukkah and Chuppah. Not clear exactly when, we'll see that in a minute. Rashi says, and it's Gevaldik, he said, because I did two. So look, three lines from the bottom, Rashi, the first wide line. He did two mitzvahs. So Rashi says, shei mitzvahs, sukkah, u'mitzvahs nisun. So he did a mitzvah sukkah, because he ate in the sukkah, and he did the mitzvah of nisun. So maybe somehow getting married, that mitzvah continues throughout the week, and I don't know exactly how that fits in.
That
first night.
That's what he says.
Rabbi Zairi.
He says specifically it has to be that first night.
No, how do you know it was the first night?
Rashi said.
No, if you want to know, it's the Erev Harega. It's just that's like a parenthetical point.
Probably, well, I think that another reason why he's talking about him is because he's talking about he got married, happy he got married.
So you got married to Erev Regel. So you got married before.
Carries on through Shavuot.
So I don't know. Yeah, that's a little hard to understand. So I'm not sure if. So again, let's just go back to this question. Facilitating a mitzvah, is that considered a mitzvah? Is that considered oath? Do we kick an oath?
I think it's more than facilitate. I think it's more. It's impossible to be mechanics without him there.
It is. It's like a hechsher.
It's a hechsher mitzvah.
Facilitating implies like you help it go along, you make it better. The mitzvah is because of him.
Facilitating is like
it's possible to put that way. So instead of one person carrying by himself, you carry with the person, you move quicker. Or in this case, there's no box of wood without you.
Yeah, there's. I think if you were to, if you say any half shemitz, I think you would.
I hear. It's especially going back to the mucker. It's not lechas yidach. It's not like you're not going there. I mean, in certain sense, it's for you because you're having a good time, but you're doing it because that's what how the Torah wants you to celebrate the wedding. So even though you per se don't have a mitzvah, but you are creating the proper context that the Torah wants. I don't know, interesting. This is the Meiri says. So I don't know until Arya, I didn't have a pshat at all in the Meiri. So this might be the pshat in the Meiri, and it's not only the Meiri, it seems to be the assumption of Rashi, and the Ran says for sure, Oseg mitzvah. So a number we showed him, and as the Pasha said, Dvarim, is that there's Oseg mitzvah here, and applying even to the Chasan. Maybe we have a shop. So that's an interesting thing. Before we go on, how does this fit in with, how does the Gemara, what do you think of the Gemara fitting in with our previous discussions about Oseg B'mitzvah? Rashi's in a later brisa. The reason I say Rashi, I think, is assuming this way, because at that point, the next brisa, we're talking about tefillah and tefillin and kriyashma, Rashi pipes up and says, oh, these tanan, they don't hold the vosek b'mitzvah. Sounds like until this point, the whole shakla v'tari was assuming osek b'mitzvah. Now Rashi's telling you, and now we're changing, and we're not holding osek b'mitzvah. I think that's how you die from Rashi. The Tanakhama and Rabbi Shela over there, and that brisa.
Still sounds like a shakla v'tari.
Oh, good. So Yitz is saying good. Here Yitz is saying, going back to the Tosos and the Ran. So, and if it's not Rashi, the Ran and Miri say explicitly for sure it's osek b'mitzvah. So Yitz is saying, this Gemara sounds like a big proof for Tosos, because remember the first Machlokes Rashi Tosos Ran and Tosos at the beginning of these sugyas. So Tosos held that if you can do both. So when the Gemara keeps on saying, basically the Gemara is saying, well, why don't you do both?
Rashi also said it was good that he was able to do both.
With
the sukkah, when what's it called?
With this Rabbi Zeira.
Yeah.
At the end, right? And then that sounds like the Gemara is saying also, right, that you could do both. So, I mean, the whole Gemara sounds that way. So it seems to be indicating like Tosos.
What did you say? It's
right.
It's the same room.
Good. Says Rav Yashiv points out also, he says, for the Ran, it must be saying, like, the Gemara is telling you, like, if you could find a way to make it work that's easy to do both. That's what the Gemara didn't mean to push yourself.
You need to go out of the way. You're not going
exactly.
Out of the way.
The Gemara says, why don't you just set it up in a way that you can, that, you know, it's easy to do both. Very good. That's what he says. But, interestingly, I sent you to the Baal Mor and the Ran in the back. I should have given you this Maramakum. I forgot about this. The Ravid has comments on the Baal Mor. Interesting, just a little history. There's the Rif. The Rif, what did the Rif do? What's the Rif say? For what?
They made a...
The Rif wrote Halacha Sefer. What the Rif did is just quoted the conclusions of the Gemaras. And in fact, in a minute, we'll get to Rizera. We'll talk about this a little bit, but the Rif just quotes what he thinks is relevant Lamaisa, more or less, from the Gemara. Sometimes adds a little bit of interpretation, not often. And often the Rishon Ramadayak, well, if he quoted this and not that, it must be possibly this way and not that way. So we can gain from how the Rif, we can figure out how the Rif learned the Gemara based on what he quotes. So that's the Rif. The Baal HaMaor, who was very young, but he attacked the Rif. He has many, where in a lot of places, he argues with the Rif. And who is it?
Ashkenazi?
He was Ashkenazi, I think so, Italian, in fact. Not necessarily. It wasn't the Ashkenazi Sephardi divide was not so much so at that point.
So why actually was it so big at the Mechaber?
By the time there certainly were differences, but like the, you know, yes, you do find divide Ashkenazi Sephardim, but as things were codified, like by the Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch came around, things were kind of more set into place. And the Ramah wrote his Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah really was writing a full Shulchan Aruch. At the same time, Ryosef Karo came out with that, and he basically said, that he doesn't need to write anymore.
And the Ramah is like, okay, 20 years, I'll throw it out the window.
Yeah. By the way, it's just the humility, I think. Yeah. It's just, it's a very important lesson. Ryosef Karo came out with
that. Was it first?
First, and
in
Rabbi Yosef Karo was a big god. I mean, like, he was accepted as one of the Gedolim, of course. So he just said, okay, fine, I won't write a whole Shulchan Aruch, but I'll just add my Haros, I'll give the Ashkenazi Psak on the Shulchan Aruch, which is what he did. So it's a great lesson in humility, a very important trait to religious growth. To recognize your place and recognize the great people around you, and that's a even if you're great yourself, like the Rama. So the bottom line is, why are we saying? Oh, so at that point, when things, since the Shulchan Aruch codified things, and like it was more standard psak for Svardim, and then with the Ramas, Haaretz became more standard psak for Ashkenazim, the split between Svardim and Ashkenazim was kind of became stronger. But yes, you do find differences in Svardi, in like already the Chachmei Svarad, like Svardi Rishonim, Spanish Rishonim, and versus Ashkenazi Rishonim. But the Balmor, I think he was either in, he might have been in Spain, I think he was really in Italy, which was kind of its own mistake. So the bottom line is that the Balmor has many attacks on the Rif. just he has different pshatim in the Gemara, and the Milcham, the Ramban, who wrote the Milchamas Hashem, usually is the who one who argues on the Baal Mor. The Ramban basically was trying to stand up for the Rif. He was like their Rebbe was the Rif, so the Ramban trying to stand up, and sometimes it's the Ravid who stands up for the Rif. They both attack the Baal Mor and stand up for the Rif. So the Ravid has a sagas on the Baal Mor. So the Ravid, leaving out the context of the Baal Mor's discussion, but the Ravid says, because of this question of that the Gemara says, like Yitzhak said, the Gemara's question sounds like Efshel Kaim Shneim, he says it can't be that it's Osek B'mitzvah Patur Mitzvah. Because he assumes, presumably like the Ran, that Osek B'mitzvah, you don't care about Efshel Kaim Shneim. If the Gemara is asking questions, it must be the Patur wasn't because of Osek B'mitzvah. So, okay, we answered, we could have answered for the Ran, but the Ravid and the Ran also say, you know, we're not going to go that direction. So instead, what does the Ran say? What's the Patur? Mitzdar. Right, we talked a little bit about mitzdar. What does that mean? What's mitzdar?
It's troublesome.
It's causing you discomfort. You don't want to be there. What's a mitzdar here?
He wants to be with his wife.
You want to have all your friends. You want to have the party. You know, it's mitzdar to be in the sukkah.
The
chuppah
was that big.
The chuppah was big. Oh, so Tosfos points out. I don't know if we got to this Tosfos yet. Tosfos points out the chuppah doesn't mean the canopy. It's referring to the ikar. The Lashon of Tosfos is it's the what's the Lashon? It's two lines from the end of that Tosfos. Ikar yeshivas chasim mekala. That's what chuppah is. The ikar yeshivas chasim mekala. So going, I think, to what I was describing before, that Beis Chasan, that place where they had the whole wedding, that was what we call chuppah. I mean, that's what the Gemara terms chuppah. Certainly for these purposes of Sheva Brachos kind of issues. So the Gemara terms chuppah. So, mitzdar. So to you know, to not be in the sukkah, to not be with the whole chevra celebrating. So that would be a tour of mitzdar. That's what the Ran says. And the third shot. What's the third shot for why the tour is? Heshu came to Duru. A lot more. We talked about this a little bit. That one of the major principles in Hilchos Sukkah, which we're going to see more, hopefully, depending on how far we get. In Sukkah this summer, where you see a lot of Teshu Kein Taduru, that the mitzvah, as we mentioned, is Teshu B'Sukkah, so you're supposed to sit literally, but to live in the Sukkah, and you're sitting in the Sukkah should be like your dira, should be the way you dwell in your home. And that is halakha, many ramifications for that halakha, but one of them, mitzdar, that's the source for mitzdar, as we mentioned. But here, the Baal Mor doesn't seem to connect to mitzdar. Could be he means mitzdar, but doesn't really say anything, so he says teishu kein taduru. So it's not if the chassan would have to eat in the sukkah, it wouldn't be his normal dira. Why is that? Why is it a violation of teishu? Why do we play? I don't know. So the Baal Mor says it. The Ra'as says it. Anybody have a shot? Why is it not your normal dira to have to be in the sukkah? Yeah. Right. So I think I think the pshat is.
Pshat, as you're saying before, is that the whole point was that it wasn't their house. If it was a normal case, or understanding like true, but if we were understanding the whole chabah, based on literally their house, and then they live in it afterwards, it seems like the most issue came through.
Meaning. To have to go in the sukkah would not be.
It would be like exactly you're doing the exact right.
Why? I'm going to a sukkah. I'm not going to have my whole crew.
No,
that's more mitzvah than it's then.
If the issue is the whole point of this, that you're basically trying to in the house and then you move into the house afterwards, it's perfect. It was exactly like that.
But it's not the sukkah.
If you're doing that in the sukkah, that's exactly the point. Teshu can do, or you're doing this thing that you would have done in your house in the sukkah.
Oh, so I think so what's the pshat then, Baal Mor? So you're saying you don't understand the Baal Mor?
Yes, they're saying
it's a lack of teshu against the Duru. So I think the answer. Okay, so here's the answer. I think to what you're saying, you're right. Okay, you're moving into the sukkah, but it's not the same. The dira of a chassan in the times of Gemara included a big like posse for the whole week of the Shavuot. What? Okay, you could say it differently. Right, it could be right. Right, and they're very similar, but it, you know, I don't have to go with tzedakah. It's not even, I don't really care, you know. I'm okay being on my own, but the bottom line is, since it's normal for a chassan, the normal dira of a chassan is with the whole crowd, so now it's not his normal dira to go in the sukkah and be in a smaller crowd and be alone. So I think that's how, but the pshat is, again, hey Mike, a little bit of a, definitely a difficult pshat, not majority opinion in the Rishonim, but this would, could be, it could be what the pshat is. All right, we have a little bit more to see how we pass in the Gemara. Should we wrap up this thing now, or we stop now? What's the vote?
I want to go on, but I haven't seen across there. Yeah, I'll just see them.
So I just do it like in the first 5 minutes of shoot tomorrow when they're
everyone? Okay, so we can do that. We can find it. We'll get to the no. All right, we'll do it tomorrow morning. Yeah, we'll leave out. This was the geshmak lumdus in the background of the sugya, which the you know they will get the maskana halacha ma'isa of the sugya. We'll leave it tomorrow morning. And then we'll start. Okay, and then we'll start on the next issue, which is kind of we passed by it about chuppah.